I am Mr. Chupon, and welcome to TryGames.net, home to video game reviews, editorials, and the TryGames.net podcast, the only place you'll find a black guy, a Rican guy, a Jew guy, and an Asian guy fornicating in mass hysteria.
TryGames.net.
If you know the name of the antipode you'd like to speak to, press a testicle now. If you know the name of the Ethan you'd like to speak to, press a dreidel now. Enter now! Tony is not with us if you haven't noticed. He is resting up for his big gig in, I don't know, what is it, Ethan?
Home? The hospital.
Ouch.
Tony's getting well after a brief interlude with Dr. Push Me in the Butt.
Dr. Hibbert.
He should be better soon.
The ass man.
Right.
But seriously, he is recovering from a procedure. We all wish him well.
Yeah.
We hope he's playing video games and not hating them because they have ammo.
He is. He's got his PSP with him. He's probably having the time of his life sitting in bed getting sponge baths by hot nurses playing PSP.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is February 4th. We are at episode 34. This is getting long in the tooth now. It's pretty old now. In his mid-30s, going to get older, not wiser, more perverse, as usual. Today we have a couple of topics, among them being PS3 price cuts and Windows Vista. But first, as usual, we're going to say what we've been playing. Ow!
Shoot, damn. Final Fantasy 3. I'm trying to push through that game. And I finished the first chapter of, I finished the first chapter of Phoenix Wright, Justice for All. It was funny, but I hope it gets funnier. I really didn't get to play that much this week. I had a really messed up week. But I do have three games sitting here that I'd like to finish. Battalion Wars, Chibi Robo, and Dragon Quest VIII, which I've been saying for the past year. Next.
What up? I actually been playing two new games.
Oh.
Shock the shit out of everybody.
Hand down your pants? Rated M for mature?
These are games I bought like a month ago and haven't opened, or didn't open, but opened. But they're good. Rainbow Six Vegas and Flight Sim X.
Ah.
And Vegas is really good. It's still too action-oriented for me, and they kind of left some of the other stuff behind, but they got more into the tell your team what to do stuff than they did in the last one, which sucked. So it's better. It's a lot better. It's a pretty good game.
I heard they got rid of the pre-combat planning.
They didn't have that in the last one either.
Oh, okay.
That's what pissed me off. I hated that they left that. So they kind of made up for it in this one in the fact that you can at least – there's a good interface in telling your team what to do. Mm-hmm. While you're doing shit, so you can really split people up and have a bunch of people doing a bunch of stuff at different time or at the same time.
Now, because I'm not familiar with the series, the pre-combat planning is good because you're able to just like tell your AI buddies what you guys want to do.
Yeah, for two reasons. One, you can tell your AI buddies what to do. Two, you had two teams.
Oh, now you don't have two teams, right?
Yeah, you only have one team now. And the other one, you could tell a whole second team to do a whole bunch of stuff with certain go codes. So, like, you'd give them a direct path through a 3D map, and then at a certain position, like at a door, you can tell them, all right, flashbang this door and run in and do something when I hit the alpha code. And then when you take your team over to the other side, and you can do a dual entry to a room, and
dual entry.
At the same time. and time it right, and it's pretty cool like that. As of the last one, you couldn't do that anymore.
Because of the squads.
Well, there's no planning, so you can't tell them where to go, and they only give you one team, and you just go in. So it's more like SWAT in that sense, where you just have one team, but in the last one, it was so arcadey, there were so many enemies that it just made it unrealistic. It's like you're five or four guys, and you're up against, 100 enemies in each level.
Now, when you say last one, are you referring to Graw, or still in the Rainbow Six franchise?
No, it's the Rainbow Six franchise. I just keep forgetting.
What was the last one?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Raven Shield? Or...
Yeah, no. Raven Shield was the last one that was good, yeah.
Okay.
It was the one after Raven Shield before Vegas.
What's that one called?
And I fucking gave it to Tony, so I don't even have a copy of it.
Is it called Black Arrow? Is that an expansion?
No, that's not it.
Come on, Internet.
Internet!
Lockdown!
Okay.
Lockdown blows.
Yeah, I heard everyone was complaining about that one. Now that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Sucks. Hated.
Oh, you know what?
No.
Remember when we were talking about game secrets and whatnot, and Ethan said that he played Riot Police? I think that's the name of the
game? Yeah.
I read the review on that game. That game blows.
Exactly. That's why it's a deep, dark
but
secret.
It's funny. It's an RTS based on handling different types of Riot crowds.
exactly right.
The idea is awesome, but the execution was just like terrible.
Exactly. Like, that's funny. A bunch of games like that where the idea, you can see it, is like, oh, you could make that into a really cool game, and then the execution's still bad.
So like, oh, wait, no, that was a bad idea.
Well, yeah, and then while you're playing, you kind of have to use your imagination to imagine you're playing a good game.
I've done that before.
Yeah, so...
These guys jump this way for a reason. There's no gravity on Earth. Like, yeah, Predator.
It's pretty bad. It was pretty bad. Yeah, and Flight Sim X is really good. Really good. The graphics are really stunning. I'm really thinking increasingly about getting a second video card to go to SLI, both for Double Agent and for that one, because that one I can't get like 60 frames a second with everything turned up. I have a 7800 GT. You can get the 7950 GT for like the same price.
The problem is if you get it, it's going to get throttled down, and it's like there's no point.
Well, I know. Then I'm thinking, well, do I just get two of those? But then I'm thinking, nobody knows if that one runs on DirectX 10 yet.
They do not.
They don't run?
The only DirectX 10 parts out there are the 8800 GTS and GTX. Those are the only DirectX 10 parts in existence currently.
But, I read something that said that they might run DirectX 10, but maybe that was old.
No. I don't think. Well, at least as far as confirmed goes, I don't think they do. Yeah,
exactly. Like, I wouldn't do it if in a year I'm going to want a DirectX 10 setup.
Right.
So I don't know what the fuck to do. Maybe I'll just leave my one card and wait a year and then buy, you know, a new machine.
Do it at 30 frames.
Or at least upgrade both video cards, because I think my board and my chip will run it no problem. In fact, I'm sure of it. But the cards I'll need to upgrade. Yeah. And then I would get two brand new DirectX 10 cards. So I don't know. Anyway, that's what I've been playing, and they're both really good games. Flight Sim X has a really good training module, so if you don't know what you're doing at all, it doesn't matter. You can still have a really good time, which is cool. Nice. Oh, and there's combat stuff in it, if you want to blow people up.
So Ethan's actually playing games again. That's a miracle.
I know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, that's enough. I have been playing, well, yesterday I was playing Gears of War for like 3 hours straight multiplayer with Shenlong Bo, his friend, and Slunks, and I had my ass royally handed to me with like some garnish and paprika. It was pretty it was pretty embarrassment. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. The problem is I need a goddamn mouse.
So, aww.
Shut up. I hate dual analog. I need a mouse. I beat Ocarina of Time on Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's shocking.
I'm done.
It's awesome.
I'm D-O-N done. We've been talking about
the game since podcast one.
Yeah. And somehow I want to play it again, but I need to move forward. So I started booting up Red Steel again and seeing how bad it was.
See, are you playing bad games on purpose now so you can play them for only a little bit of time and put them away?
No,
that's what
no.
I do, and that, I don't advise that to anybody. It's not a fun place to be.
No, see, I mean, okay, I have this thing sometimes where I do play bad games on purpose, but to see how bad they really are and to actually review them fairly, because you know I'm not gonna go around saying like, oh, this game was totally terrible. Like, I thought it sucked, and then it's like, well, did you play it? No.
Yeah, so, I know the deal. Definitely.
Like, I'll talk shit about a game, but I won't say that I personally thought it sucked until I actually play it. Like, I bought Rayman for the DS because it was a port of Rayman 2, and I love that game. So, I was like, So I bought it, and I played it, and it was horrible. So, like, and the thing is, like, I knew it was going to be mediocre from other reviews talking about the technical problems of it, but I bought it anyways just to see how bad they treated my baby, and they treated it pretty badly, and so
like a project baby getting thrown in the trash.
So I I trashed it. It was bad, and I traded it back in. I didn't even play the whole thing because I've already played it. I just played it for the technical aspects of it, and oh, terrible.
Such a shame. I really want like a sword fighting cool thing game for that.
I'm sure there is going to be one, but
I know. I want it now.
Yeah, I want it now. I am playing Hotel Dusk on my DS as well as Final Fantasy III.
You're playing it? Yes, good.
Yeah. And I have to send you my friend code, which is 773-785-573-576-196969. I hate friend codes.
Okay, yeah, you just made that up. Yeah. I was actually writing it down.
You were writing it down. Good job.
That'd be pretty cool if he memorized it.
Yeah,
like
right. But Hotel Dusk is basically very well done, very well written so far. I haven't really seen the bulk of the puzzles yet. I don't know if they're that good. But the touchscreen usage is very well done. It basically, you hold it like a book, like Brain Age, and you have a 3D view of the world on the left screen, and you've got a 2D map of the world on the right screen, and all you do is basically touch the map where you want to go, and the left screen correspondingly moves. You can click on any object or any item to take a look at it, and then like they have this little slider that lets you rotate your view left or right, so you can kind of tilt your head to see little secrets that are hiding behind like a desk or something like that. So it's pretty well done. Nintendo has done a marvelous job of not advertising it at all.
No, they did. They sent an email.
No, that doesn't count. They did a totally wonderful job of fucking it over, so if you see Hotel Dusk sitting in the store, grab it, please.
Please.
Give it some justice.
Please.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing. Before we move on to the news, just talk about the Guitar Hero 2 tournament that was going on at GameStop's and EB Games nationwide. If you hadn't heard about it, well, now you heard about it, and you can't participate anymore because it's over. But if you did participate in it, I forgot what the prizes were.
T-shirt?
That's it?
There has to be, is T-shirt and
a coupon.
Oh, okay, so it was like a GameStop gift card.
Yeah.
Okay. For how much?
I think it was like $20.
I would guess 50 and then 20 or something like that, something small. That I don't know.
I thought that'd be bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sex. Anything from second down got nothing.
Yeah, I said sex. No. Second place got a runner-up prize.
What did Brian get?
Just a card.
Oh, he did get a card.
So that's why I'm saying 50 and 20.
You guys know the second place winner?
We, say again?
You guys know the second place
winner? Well, I had met the second place winner from the fundraiser event over down in Barcade in Brooklyn, where they were also having the Guitar Hero 2 stuff, so I recognized him. It was funny, because as soon as Al and I walked into the store, I saw him, and I'm like, okay, we lost. Like, we have no chance, we lost. And there ended up being someone there who was slightly better than him, too, so he ended up...
Yeah, it's really a shame I didn't go, because I would have blown everybody out of the water. I was just busy that day.
That's okay.
Yeah.
They don't... shittiness doesn't qualify, but, you know, we appreciate your effort.
Please. Jealous.
Shut up! but, yeah, it was basically... It was about 17 people for the first round, and then the top 8 scores were shifted into the second round, and from there, the top 4 scores into the semifinals, and from there... You know, top 2 scores are finalists. The first song was Butthole Surfers, who was in my room last night on Medium, and it was perhaps the most boring thing I've ever played.
Ugh.
And
over and over again.
Yeah, like for 9 times, played over and over again. It was terrible just to listen to. And it was so boring that I fucked up really badly.
You still beat me, though.
Yeah, but I mean, just the fact that I messed up, the fact that we messed up at all at that song, just, you know, oh, God. Mm-hmm. And then,
I was more nervous on the first song.
I got 100%, but somehow I didn't score that high. I think it was because on the long notes, I hit them, but I hit the strum bar again by accident. But that doesn't count against your accuracy, so.
Did they have judges, or do they go only
It was just by score.
Score?
Just by score.
So they didn't go by, like, style or outfit or anything like that as well?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was wearing the Pippin shit, yeah. No.
Yeah, I was wearing those tight leather pants.
Chaps.
And I got extra points.
Oh, God.
You're wearing buttless chaps.
Wearing your chaps.
Buttless.
And then the second song, the second round was Death Clock's Thunder Horse.
Oh, yeah.
On hard. And then the
Which
third,
is
yeah,
still hard for me. I barely made
it. Yeah, and then Al and I both made it to the semifinals, where it was just us two and the two finalists.
Nice.
And the song was
how many people were there?
17.
Nice job.
The song was Psychobilly Freakout on hard, because the eventual winner didn't want to do it on expert. So he was like, "No, I want to do it on hard. I want to do 6 on expert, but I just want to do this on hard." Because it basically came down to what song do you guys want to play between this or that. And we were given a choice of Psychobilly Freakout and 6. And so the three of us chose six. I mean, the three of us chose Psychobilly, and the guy who ended up winning wanted to do six. And we're like, no, we want to do Psychobilly. You know, that's more fitting for, you know, whatever. And then we're like, let's do it on expert. And that guy was obviously good enough to do it on expert. He was like, no, I'm gonna do it hard. No, I'm gonna do it hard. I don't know it that well. And it's just, I don't know. I wanted to punch the guy, but those two ended up winning, and then the final round was basically, okay, each of you guys pick the song that you're best at and go at it, and we'll add the two scores together.
Okay.
And so he picked that sixth song, which is incredibly hard, and he totally nailed it, and the guy who we know, Brian, didn't. And then
he got double his score.
And then Brian picked Freebird, thinking that it was going to propel him to victory, but the other guy ended up knowing it well enough to... He was behind the whole time, and then, like, in the last 2 minutes, pulled ahead.
Oh, and won that song.
Yeah.
Damn.
I didn't want him to win, though, because he was all cranky about it. I want to do six on expert. You guys want to do a Psychobilly freak out? I don't like that one that much, so I want to do it on hard. So, whatever.
Well, screw you.
Screw you, guys. I want to do six. So, well, he got his wish anyway. Moving on.
Probably a Nazi.
What?
Nothing.
Nah.
What?
Moving on to the news. We're going to try to keep this as brisk as possible. PS3 price cuts already being considered.
Too bad.
What?
Nothing.
Too bad. This comes from GameSpot UK. The intro paragraph says, this week Sony announced that profits had fallen from some 5.3% over the last year in the company as a whole.
Ouch.
With the games division suffering a third quarter loss of 54.2 billion yen, which is approximately $455 billion.
Million.
Million, sorry. Some had predicted that the company would suffer. We lost $500 million.
I would just go to Sony's offices and just shoot all those guys in the head for losing $455 billion.
Oh my God.
You know how many starving children you could have saved with that money?
Yeah.
That's actually, that's impossible. They would carry the debt of multiple countries with that amount.
Yeah, GDP of a small nation. In the survey conducted by Bloomberg of five industry analysts, the median estimate was that the company would report a 50% loss, and that was obviously wrong, because it was only 5.3%, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Many of the costs associated with the PlayStation 3's launch were higher than anticipated, including advertising with the stupid baby commercial, and production delays that forced the company to use air rather than sea shipping. Oh.
And those huge bills at Scores that never got settled.
BMX XXX, $19.99 for GameCube, PS2, and Xbox, except the PS2 version is censored. Sony Senior Vice President Takao Yohara revealed that Sony's strategy was to have the games division breaking even by the end of the next fiscal year. It's not happening, which is March 2008. He told the Associated Press such factors, including price cuts to some extent, are factored into the company's break-even plans. Mm-hmm. No date was given for when Sony would be considering making the cut or how much it would be slashing from the current price of $599. The company has already made the unusual move of cutting the PS Series price in Japan, where the console was launched on November 11th, taking the 20-gig version to $429, which is $85 less than previously stated.
Mm.
However, this move appeared to backfire as it was slammed by some analysts, and the company's shares took a tumble after the announcement. Okay, so this news isn't as big as what you might think it is. It's saying that, like, you know, yes, we're including what a price cut might be in the future. Every company does that. Every company does that. Like, it always keeps in consideration what their future plans are with price cuts. So, like, people probably look at this headline, jump on it, and say, oh my god, LOL, LOL, the price cuts, oh, it's failing, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, that's not the case yet. It's just saying that Sony is basically doing what it always does. I mean, when did the price cut for the PS2, do you remember?
I don't even remember, to tell you the truth.
It was 2 years at least till they brought that price, wasn't it?
Right. But I'm pretty sure that, yeah, it was 2 years, 2 long years. I'm pretty sure that they were, like, talking about it in his plans of when strategic time to do it was. So, you know, this is... I'm not gonna. It's not GameSpot's fault. Obviously, they're just reporting the headlines. But you know, I just want to say that I'm sure there are a whole bunch of people who are like, so, any thoughts on your end?
Go Sony.
Yeah, lower the price. Make it the lowest costing Blu-ray player on the market.
Which it already is.
Even lower.
Why don't they give it away with like any purchase of a free like Big Mac?
Why can't I take a survey and get a free PS3 and make it a tax write-off for Sony?
Wait, you know what's funny? Like this is kind of vehement, freaking violent. Not violent, but like a very fierce comment. Very fierce. Let me find it. One second. What's the dude's name? Nice.
Your blood is mine.
Dude, what's the Valve guy's name, Al? Gabe Newell, that's what it is. This is old news, but it's just pretty interesting. Gabe Newell, the co-founder and managing director of Valve, who does Half-Life 2, revealed his distaste for the PS3 in the latest issue of Game Informer magazine.
Chewy!
The PlayStation 3 is a total disaster on so many levels, I think it's really clear that Sony lost track of what customers and what developers wanted. I'd say, even at this late date, and as of this date, it was January 14th, even at this late date, they should just cancel it and do a do-over. Just say, this was a horrible disaster, and we're sorry, and we're going to stop selling this, and stop trying to convince people to develop for it. Wow. Mm. That doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, we can all be cynical, but that's a bit harsh there.
Well, they're pissed.
Yeah, I don't think, though, that it's practical to scrap this right now.
Scrap it.
And then alienate all the customers who still do like Sony and do like the PlayStation 3 and are saving up for that one big game that's going to come, because it will.
Alienate.
Oh, you're so cheap. Moving on.
Yeah. Oh, you're so cheap.
Oh, you're so cheap. Square Enix, thank God, asks Nintendo Square to ease Enix. Up on the friend codes. Square Enix. This is from the Game Life blog at Wired.com by Chris Kohler. Square Enix Vice President Hiromichi Tanaka Katana talked to Euro website Cube 3, and in a highly paraphrased transcript of the chat, he revealed that although there are no plans to bring Final Fantasy XI online above to the Wii, thank God.
Above.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a picture of a
a crotch.
It's a picture of a little child looking into a woman's
vagina.
Heavenly palace.
I like the vagina.
It's not a little child. It's a grown-ass Taro Taro.
Oh, okay.
Looking
it's
at
like
a
teddy bear with long hair. Sorry.
Ewok.
Yeah, so there are no plans to bring Final Fantasy XI online to Wii, thank God. They are working on trying to get Nintendo to ease up on the whole stupid friend codes thing. Great. Ostensibly, friend codes keep kids safe from child predators. In reality, they just make me not want to use my Wii. They don't have any quotes, though, on the game blog, so I'm going to go to the actual source, which is Cube 3. Let's see. Friend code. Sadly, Tanaka-san... this is Cube3.com. Sadly, Tanaka-san does not believe the Wii hardware would be able to cope with Final Fantasy XI, which is bullshit, which was sad to hear since the game has already appeared on the far inferior PlayStation 2. Exactly. When pressed on this matter, it was revealed that the problem lies more with Nintendo's current online stance, not wanting people to interact online without the aid of friend codes. Okay, that makes sense. However, the key point to mention is that Square Enix is currently in talks with Nintendo about resolving this point of contention, so maybe they're going to get rid of it. I don't know. I don't know how huge of a problem it is with the console because of the fact that the friend code is one single friend code per console.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead and finish.
I was going to say, maybe it's the fact that the way it works in that you have to put in a friend code, you have to give your friend code, and then they have to put it in, and then you get added. Like, I can't just add you to my list, and a message doesn't get sent to you saying, Mr. Chupan has added you to his list. Add him.
Would you like to add?
Yeah, exactly. They don't have that. So maybe that's what it is. But also, I don't know. It's just stupid.
That's kind of being a big baby.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal. It takes 5 seconds.
Pussy. Yeah, it does.
It's dumb.
Well, it takes anywhere between 5 seconds and a couple of minutes, because it takes 5 seconds to put it in, and it takes about 10 minutes or so for the system to update. But I'm sure that they can upgrade that so that it works a little faster.
True.
That's all. I mean, the reason why I'm complaining is that that's all they need to do is send a little message that someone has added you, and that's it. It's all about ease of use. And
right
now,
it goes right to your message board.
And right now with Nintendo touting, like, oh, it's so easy to use, blah, 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 we're for everybody. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not.
It's the child protection thing that they're trying to... Well, it is. I mean, like...
If you don't want to add somebody, you don't add them.
No, dude, I know, but I'm saying if you're a kid and you're 9 and you don't fucking know, you're like, sweet, I got a friend, and you just add.
That's why they have fucking parental settings on this thing. They should have added a fucking thing that said... Check this box if you do not want friend codes to be accepted unless you... And then fine, make it an option.
All right, but parents are retarded, and parents won't look, and then one kid's going to get fucking raped by some guy like me when they're least expected.
Well, too bad.
And then anyway, and that is going to hit the press, and then Nintendo's going to get blamed for it, and then parents aren't going to buy the system.
It's not
going to
happen. It hasn't been happening with Xbox Live that Microsoft gets a... Predators have used online things... But, like, they never come out and say, it's Xbox's fault. No, it's wrong. No, it's stupid. They shouldn't do it.
But.
No.
But.
No.
But.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But, not... It's not a system for young kids like Wii is. Wii is a system for, like, 9-year-olds. So
yeah, but that doesn't mean that young kids don't play Xbox.
I agree, but I don't think it's, like, as big a risk on an Xbox system. Because
matter.
You don't have as many kids doing it.
It's bad interface. That's all. That's the bottom line. There are things they could do to circumvent that, and they're not doing it. It's just dumb.
I disagree. I like it. I think it's good.
You're an idiot.
I hope they do more of it. I hope they make it on the Xbox.
You're a moron. Al, what were you saying?
I was reading this article on another website, and the person who wrote the article had mentioned that Elibits doesn't use friend codes inside the game.
Oh, thank
Whereas,
God.
Like, Pokemon Battle Revolution does.
It uses its own friend code aside from the friend code that's already on the machine.
Yeah.
That is retarded.
Well, why? There's got to be some reason.
I don't know.
There is actually a decent reason because they want to make a connectivity with the DS version.
That's what it was, right?
Okay, cool.
But they still could have found a way around that. There's always somewhere to find a way around it, and they just don't want to do it. I'm sorry, there is.
And so, they said that just... In spite of the fact that, you know, you have the Pokemon that uses the friend code,
Pokemon.
It's most likely the case that, in general, online games will not have a separate friend code in the game, and any friends that you already have on your system will be accessible. But then, with something that's a persistent online game, I just don't quite see. Are you not going to be able to see that person in the game unless you register their friend code? Or
There's no way you're gonna
talk to them.
Right. There's no way you can have like World of Warcraft Wii or something like that because your friends list is going to be severely like limited and you're not going to be able to see anybody. Or you're going to see everyone and they're child predators. So what are they going to do? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So that's it for that crap. And then the last one, just kind of big. Windows Vista is finally released and is disseminated via creamy white liquid all over the world.
Ew.
That is really gross. That would be a great little marketing campaign, though. You know, you see like Bill Gates like kind of struggling over the toilet bowl or something, and then all of a sudden he squirts out like a copy of Windows Vista.
Ew.
So, Ethan, you go first. What are your thoughts on Vista? And
I'm
what it might
so
mean for
excited.
Gaming.
I went out and got the first copy, and I'm installing it on my computer right away. And it didn't run. No. I don't care. I think my attitude is probably like most other people. Like, you're not going to buy it I'm not going to touch it for a year until they work out bugs.
Sure.
And I did hear, do you want me to tell that story about the upgrade?
Oh, me or Al?
Anybody.
Al, talk about your friend whose stuff didn't work.
Oh, well, yeah, I had a friend, and her plumbing didn't work, so I had to go and fix it. No, I'm just...
Her plumbing didn't work. That was very suggestive, but go ahead.
Yeah, so she had a Vista upgrade the first day, because she got it free from Staples, and so she installed it. And after she installed it, she lost her Outlook Express. She didn't lose it, of course. It changed to Windows Mail, but she couldn't find it. she couldn't play WoW, but I think that was partially because there was a connection issue. But I'm not sure. She was constantly getting disconnected, but that's okay too, because she was getting disconnected before. But I think some of her hardware didn't work, and there was some other thing that wasn't working. I can't really remember what it was, but it basically forced her to remove Vista from her computer and install Windows XP again.
Oh, God.
And after she installed Windows XP again, then she had to reinstall Vista again. And I'm not sure if she did it yet, but there was some other issue I can't really remember. But there is something I just did remember. Her boyfriend, who also installed Vista, came to a very, very stunning conclusion that his router was incompatible with Vista.
Oh, you lose.
And
lose.
So he's a little upset because he works on people's computers and he recommends that same model router for every single person he works with. And if they upgrade to Vista, they're going to be pretty much pissed because they can't get on the internet after that.
That is really stupid.
Oh. Yeah, and he called Linksys and
Linksky!
Said, you know, you guys need to upgrade the router firmware. And they said, yeah, we know that, but we're not going to do it yet. And they advised him to get another router.
Wow, we're not going to do that yet? Buy from a competitor. Wow.
That's, yeah, I think what they did, no, they recommended a whole bunch of other models of their router.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Sad. Oh, yeah, it's expected.
Yeah, but I... See, the problem for me is not just the compatibility, but as far as gaming is concerned, I could be wrong in this. Somebody please write in and correct me if I'm wrong. But the compatibility with DirectX 9 isn't totally there, apparently. Either that or, like, DirectX 9 games can't run in DirectX 10 or something weird like that. Somebody write in and please inform us, because I'm not really sure. I heard something weird about that. The other thing is that, you know, just if you want to use it from just a regular operating system standpoint, it requires, like, it's the, I don't know, I could be wrong again, but it's like, it feels like the first OS that requires you to actually really think hard about what hardware you're going to put in your machine.
Well, it's a resource hog by itself.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. And it's like...
So, like, just to get the little cool stuff to look right, like when you're moving Windows and they're trying to be transparent and you're dragging shit across, like, takes hardware. Whereas the one, like, you were talking... You got one that does some of that stuff that apparently doesn't because it uses all DirectX 9 or whatever?
No, it does take hardware. That's why it performs well. Well, I mean, here's the thing.
No. Okay, go
by
ahead.
By it using hardware, it will perform well. However, if you don't have the hardware, it will perform shitty.
Well, that's the thing, and I mean, a lot of people, you know, they don't want to spend, like, a ridiculous amount of money on a gaming machine.
Right.
And those people with just, like, an office machine, just to use, like, Word and web, they're going to see choppiness and all that shit. I mean, you see it now in XP.
Either that or they're going to have to turn off the interface, which is 50% of the reason why you would get this in the first place is because of the improved interface.
Exactly. Like, I have a fast machine. Mm-hmm. I turn off all the stupid shit in XP because I want it to run faster. Because I will get slowdowns if I open an exploring window.
And it
wants to fade in and do all the other stupid shit. Like, and depending on what I've done before and depending on what's cached in RAM, it will take a while. And I'm like, I don't want to wait for that shit.
Right.
I just want my window to open.
Right. If you were using Vista, like, you would be in a huge advantage because of your cards, your video cards.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. But like, it's just, I don't know. I kind of think that stuff's going to get worse. The more overhead that they put on that. And I like using that because it's like, it looks cool, and I'm total pussy about looking cool. Like, I like that shit. I'm totally shallow in that way. It really has to work fast.
Sure.
It really can't take up any hardware.
I'm pretty sure with your video card it will. Shit. It will work fast. Because what they're doing, what it does, you know how the original, Al, you could probably speak to this better, but the, you know, the original Windows XP and Windows 98 and Windows 2000, those GUIs, they run on a 2D kind of renderer, right, Al?
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically drawing.
The 3D stuff, though?
Huh?
The 3D stuff as well?
Well, I'm saying everything in XP.
Oh, it's XP.
There is no 3D in XP.
Yeah. Right. I thought you were talking
about
Vista.
And so in Vista, they remodeled it so that it's actually 3D, so that, like, you know, it's accelerated by the card such that it's not really – I don't know how to explain it. Al, do you know how to explain it really better?
Well, no. Are you saying that in Vista they have the GUI set up so that...
Well, because it's not using a slow 3D renderer that can get bogged down by all this crap, you know what I mean? Like, because it's using a 3D engine, like, it's supposed to be... it's supposed to hum more smoothly, and you know
it won't.
Individual windows don't interfere with other windows because it's not the same blitter drawing it or whatever.
Well, you're never sure about that. I mean, basically, when you're doing 3D, all it is just writing textures and writing 3D code.
Right.
It's a lot more efficient than having a whole bunch of
2D stuff being drawn.
Yeah, a whole bunch of 2D images, you know, a whole bunch of, like, GIFs and stuff being written to the blitter and whatnot.
Right.
All it is just, you know, code. Right. That type of thing.
And things are easier to scale and rotate and all that stuff.
Exactly, because all it is just change this number instead of rewrite the entire image.
Right, right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I would have to actually, like, look at it and just overload it and see how it treats it.
Right. And I guess the hugest problem with this is that, and this is going back into the gaming sector, is that, like, hey, Crysis isn't out yet.
Hey, guys.
Hey! I'm gonna teach you something about invading private property. But yeah, what games are out? Ethan, do you know what the games are?
For Vista?
That are out
for
right now? 10?
Oh no, I could look it up. I don't know if I
see exactly. Now. Like it's like there's a patch for Flight Sim X, and then Supreme Commander in a couple of months. And
yeah, I heard of that one.
Crysis, but we don't know when.
Well, Crysis isn't coming out until who knows when.
So it's like, what, you know, what's the real point here? And then, like, with only two pieces of hardware, the cheaper one costing $450 to run DirectX 10, it looks fantastic, but I mean, with only one game out there, like right now, that being Flight Sim X, and two cards out there, I mean, it's like, it is not a time to upgrade. And yet, companies like Dell are pushing it already.
Well, I mean, they have reasons.
Of course they do. It's very aggressive on their part. I just wanted to complain about it because it sucks. Yep. I was trying to build a PC for my best friend's parents, and they, you know, last week, they had the option of choosing XP as an operating system with an upgrade to Vista. I went to their house yesterday and helped them put together another system, for cheaper than they had seen. And they didn't let me choose Vista at all. I mean, they didn't let me choose XP at all. It was all Vista. Like, the only thing I could choose was Vista. And I'm like, holy shit. And so I called I called Dell up, and I asked them. I'm like, okay, so I have – you know, I called the sales rep, and I was like, I have a question. I have a question about, you know, one of the packages that I'm putting together. I see only options for Vista. I don't see XP anywhere. Is there any setup that can get me an XP? He was like, well – what setup do you have? Do you have it saved on your email address? Give me your email address.
This is why Dell sucks.
Yeah. It was like, let me get your email address, and I'll take a look at the configuration you put together, and I'll try to get it to you for cheaper. I'm like, so no, oh, that's okay. No. I just wanted to know if I could get XP on the machine. And he's like, okay, well, let me have the email address, and I'll take a look at this list you put together. And I'm like, and I thought this would thwart him. I was like, well, we didn't save the list to an email address. It's just, you know, we just printed it out. It's not saved. It's like, okay, well, read the printout. I'm like, no, I just need to know. Can I get XP? We no longer sell XP on our systems. But read off that list to me, and I'll get, you know, what's the price quote there? And I was like, this price quote was $2,200, but it's like, okay, so I can get you down to $2,000. I'm like, sir, I just needed to know if I could get Vista. I mean, if I could not get Vista, and you've helped me with that, thank you. He's like, well, you don't want my help, huh? I'm like, sir, I reduced their machine to $1,600. I'm fine. I just need to know one thing, and you answered that for me. And he was like, you what? I was like, yeah, I reduced it to $1,600. And he was like,
no!
Basically, he was like, oh, you sure you don't want my help? I'm like, dude, no, thank you. Bye. Click. And that's a bold-faced lie, too, because I looked elsewhere, and they had, like, gaming machines that had XP Media Center Pro on it, and I'm just like, that dude fucking just flat out lied. They do install, and they just,
dude, the Dell salesmen are the worst on the planet.
The other thing is, though, that, like, it was only available for, like, the XPS gaming machine with, like, the twin fans, and it looks like a freaking radiator. It wasn't available for, like, a regular home consumer type of thing. It was for, like, a gamer.
That's because the game guys aren't going to tolerate that bullshit.
Yeah. They're like, Vista, I'm not buying this crap.
Why are you guys going to make me buy Vista? I'm not ready for that. That's too advanced. I want my DirectX 9 CCs. Give me some Warcraft. It's not going to work in Vista.
Okay.
That's some nasty Biggie Smalls sounding shit.
Biggie Smalls?
Yeah, because you had the fat tone going on.
It wasn't fat. It was just, I have a retainer in my mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Shut up.
It sounds like a big cheek inside the mouth.
Shut up. Okay, so, moving on to questions and feedback. Holy shit, this one from Riven is like about 10 books long.
Really?
Yeah, here we go. Since Chupon asked for it, here's some feedback on the show. First, I've got to say that although I'm not a big fan of the hippity-hop music, too bad it's staying, for the intro song, it has really grown on me, and I think it sets a good tone for the show. I think my only real complaint about the show is the volume balance levels. Yeah, I totally agree. We're trying to work on that. I do. It's a problem, and I need to fix it.
I hope that you, like, totally buzzed out on that. That'd be really funny. There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's because I had, like, my mouth, like, on the mic.
Well, that's good. That'll piss him off.
I have to keep the volume low on my iPod. Blah, 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 blah. Other than that, I really have nothing else negative to say. There are a few things that don't appeal to me personally. However, they aren't things that detract from my enjoyment of the show. Things sometimes like how you guys swear a bit too much, which I don't mind, but it makes it hard to listen to the show at work if I wanted to. I'm pretty sure that there's an easy answer to this question, but I would say, are you allowed to use headphones at work? And if not, I totally understand. Some jobs don't like you doing that, but if you can use headphones, just use them. You'll hear our lovely baritone voices better anyways. Except for Tony's. What? On the positive side, you guys always sound like you know what you're talking about. Thank you. Like, you have a good knowledge of what's going on in the industry as well as a good memory for video game industry, which makes the discussions full and interesting. Which brings me to the major point of this, which is in regards to something Chupon said on his GameSpot blog. Please, please, please do not turn this into the hotspot. Just a segue for a second. The hotspot on GameSpot is basically their podcast, and they basically just do news and reader mail, which is fine. Like, it's very entertaining. But, like, so when I was writing on my blog, I asked, like, what do you guys want to see in the podcast?
Stories about Upper Decking.
Yeah! So he said, he continues, we don't need another podcast that is just about gaming news with no real substance. I don't know if I agree with that. I think there's something pretty substantial with what they say. But anyway, you know, it's all up to interpretation. I listen to the Hotspot for news-related stuff that I may have missed, but I also listen to podcasts like yours for entertainment. The level of discussion and conversation you guys are capable of reaching blows a podcast like the Hotspot. Thank you. Out of the water. And is entertaining and enjoyable, so please don't lose that highly coveted quality. There are other podcasts out there with conversations that are quite clearly forced and fake, but yours are genuine and honest. That's because we all hate each other. And that makes your show one of the rare gems in the sea of wannabe podcasters. Finally, as far as format goes, I like the way you have it. Just stick with what you've been playing, a short news section, and listen to emails, and hopefully one or all of those will cause you to spin off into lengthy and interesting conversations. Here are some suggestions he has. A better way of presenting the news might be just to have everyone go around and share any of the news stories that they might have read or heard about that are of interest to them, rather than just read off the top news headlines. Well, that's actually what we do, except the problem is that since no one else looks for the news, I just grab the news.
And we all really pretty much see it during the week, but...
Yeah.
That's why I usually talk about it from memory. Oh, yeah, yeah, so I read this.
Right. This way, a new story presented by someone already has a chance of being delved into. Yeah, I mean, that's basically what we do. You hit the nail right in the head. Other things you might consider introducing to the format would be phone calls, if we could possibly take them. That would be interesting.
I would love to do that.
We can't take them live, I don't think, but that would be awesome if we could.
We can kind of take them live, actually.
Kind of. We can just...
We can have it set up where we know somebody's going to call in, get their thing, and do it that way.
Right. And then they would record their own voice and send it to us. That could work. That could work. Exactly. Then he says, or pre-recorded if you had the equipment. Sure. If you have... Actually, I'm going to open it up now. If you have any questions that you'd like to submit to us vocally, just hit up our... we do have a Gmail account as well. I think it's just trygames@gmail.com. You can upload your audio question, or if you have your own server space, just upload it and tell us where to download it. Also, maybe some sort of a weekly trivia question, not necessarily great for idea. Prizes, so I'm sure no one would complain, but just as a way to get regular listeners a bit more involved. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough. No, you haven't. This is very good feedback, actually, and really appreciated. As far as the trivia goes, I have started, if you guys haven't noticed, I have started splicing in some video game music as interludes, so... not to use this as a cop out, but you know, I could have this little thing where you guess what music I splice in, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's starting point. But Yes, I'm aware of the volume problems, and it's something that we regret. It's something that we're working on, and hopefully this one, hopefully we've been improving since episode 30, which is when it was really starting to kick in. More feedback from Jameson V. I've only recently started listening to the podcast, but I'm really enjoying it. The conversational format is great, and I love hearing your guys' opinions on gaming, technology, and whatnot. Keep up the good work. And he spells good G00D and work W3RK, and then he says it had to be done. Of course it had to be done. Question from Edu Buccaneer, who on GameSpot is one of the better graphic artists I've seen out there. You guys should check out his stuff. Hey, Tony, Austin, Al, and the fourth guy who I remember the name, who I don't remember the name of.
I have a message for this son of a bitch. Boy, to bang you, motherfucking Buseta. My girlfriend's from Brazil, you fucking bitch in San Paulo. No, I'm just kidding. You're awesome.
His girlfriend is from Brazil. But,
yeah, seriously.
The name is Ethan.
She's from Rio, though, so I don't know.
Rio?
Rio.
The name is Ethan.
And she hates San Paulo. Take that!
Take that! Get to the chopper!
Taoistas! Son of a bitch. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. But my name is Ethan. It's E T H A
Nuss
N. That's the first name. Second name is awesome.
Second name, A W E S O M E. Love the show. Listen to it whenever I have the chance. I've been reading the Virtual Console guidelines lately, and I noticed something strange. Nintendo says that games downloaded for the Virtual Console aren't owned by the player. The money, points, paid for them are for the permissions to play them. So the game necessarily isn't property of the person who downloaded it. Since you can't move games between consoles, even with secure digital cards, maybe the guideline I read is an answer for that. What do you guys think? Is Nintendo right on this? Ethan, I'm pretty sure you know really well what this is about. Let me just first intro to this with...
Please.
I remember, like, back in the day when emulation of Super Nintendo games was, like, really rampant, there were always discussions about its legality, and people were like, no, it's legal because I own the cartridge, and I can do whatever I want with it, and I can emulate, blah, blah, blah. And other people were like, no, it's illegal. Anytime you do anything that's not intended with with what's specifically stated for, that's illegal. And someone had brought this very same point up, that when you buy a Super Nintendo cartridge or a Sony PlayStation CD or something, you are buying a copy of the game and the right to play that copy. You're not actually buying the game itself. The actual game, the entity, is still property of Sony. And that's what they were saying. Now, I'm not... So, Ethan, can you... Or Al, can you guys shed any light on this? This is...
I can't shed crap on this. I could take a crap on it, but I can't shed...
I don't know that much about it, but like when we license stuff, usually there's a difference between a license and a sub-license. And the sub-license maybe would give you some type of ownership to it, but a regular license doesn't... damn it! A regular license doesn't entitle you to own anything anyway, right? Like, Austin's right. If you buy a game and you buy a CD, you just own a copy. It's the same thing with music. When you buy a CD, there are a whole bunch of rights that you're entitled to and a whole bunch of rights that you're not entitled to. And one, you can listen to it as much as you want. You're not allowed to duplicate it, but you can play it. So I guess it's the same with the Nintendo console. The only difference is on a CD, I think you're allowed to duplicate it and make copies of it for your own use, whereas that's kind of impossible here. So I don't know. That's a great question.
Does this apply to all forms of media? Books, movies, movies too, yeah. But I mean, like, does this apply to all forms of media wherein the property is the ideas and the content, as opposed to, like, you know what I mean? Like, things that are easily copied.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Anytime there's intellectual property involved, that's what's the property. It's not like the paper.
Right.
Because you can take a book and, like, literally, and Al could take a crap on it, and it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't violate the agreement or the whatever the license was to use it.
That's because they don't specify that you can't take craps on books.
Right, son. But, for example, if you made copies of the book and then for your own personal use, that's fine. If you made copies of the book and gave them to somebody else, that's illegal.
Sure. Right.
Because they should be buying it with their own goddamn money.
That's right, and there are certain, like, loopholes in that for educational purposes, so professors can make copies of shit and give it out.
Right.
But
yeah,
even there, mostly, they can't. They have to pay somebody. They just get a different rate.
I gotcha.
What I don't like about this one is that you can't copy it onto something else and that it only works with a certain registration.
Right.
So that if your Wii breaks and you get a different one, it's still under your account.
Yeah,
you have to
talk to Nintendo, and they have to, like, repair your repair, and then send all your games and all that stuff. Like, it's fixable, but it's annoying.
It's very annoying, and it's not guaranteeably fixable. I wouldn't trust him, and there's no it's not like you get a receipt.
Right.
So you're fucked.
Actually, you kind of do.
Do you?
On the Wii channel, you have receipts.
Right, but that's all their data.
Yeah, once it breaks, that or something happens, that,
that's it.
Yeah. Then you don't have no more receipts.
Yep.
No more receipts! Okay. Questions anyway. From Base Z2, who actually submitted a real-time strategy editorial for us a couple of months ago. Do any of you guys enjoy playing Oblivion? Is it an addiction to your now? Is it an addition to your now playing list? And are you selflessly addicted like me, having played the game for over 250 hours? Holy shit! None of you guys have played Oblivion, right?
No. I kind of. I'm off it.
You can't run it.
Even running it. I probably can't. Well, I can. Because I was running Morrowind on a substandard PC and I had a good time with it. But because of Morrowind, I don't even want to touch Oblivion. It's that type of thing to me right now. I've had enough.
Ethan, you haven't played it, right?
Nope, but you have.
I have it. I enjoy it a lot. It's not something that I sit down and play from beginning to end. It's just not that type of game for me. But it's one of those things where, like, if I just don't have anything like that I feel like playing, I can just put it in, play it, and like have a great time with it, because, you know, everybody knows the whole attraction behind it. You can either follow a storyline, or you can just go off on side quests and do random shit, and it's just like whatever. And it's such a good looking game that even if you don't want to play it, you can just sit there and look at the landscape. That's all you do. You just walk around and say, oh look, sunlight. Oh look, horses. Oh look. Mating horses. Oh, look, that Whoa. Horse's balls are really big. And, you know, just, you just go around.
I am blinded by the HDR effect.
HDR effect, yeah.
It's, HDR balls.
His balls are sweating and it's gleaming off his balls. Rah! But, yeah.
Sounds like something being Virtual Fighter 5.
Oh, God. But, yeah, it's one of those things. I do enjoy it a lot. I don't see myself playing it straight for 250 hours, but it's something that, like, it's something that I can always go back to. It's kind of like a Guitar Hero or an Ikaruga for me, in that I can just pick it up and just go and have fun with it. Next question or feedback. Let's see. We have some more. Okay, here we go. This one, and he requested on my GameSpot blog to say his name in a normal pitch now, because last time I went really high pitch, so I will oblige you this time. This question's from
Happy Cloud.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Happy Cloud.
Here we go. This question is really directed at me, actually, but anyone is free to voice their opinion, obviously. This one's about a name, the name Wii. Okay, I know Austin has a problem with it, and I know the name Revolution sounded awesome. Not really. But face it, Revolution was always just a code name. I knew that. Sure, it was a great code name, and it accurately described what Nintendo was trying to achieve, but did you seriously think they'd release a console with such a pretentious and antagonistic name? No, I didn't. Yes, it sounds somewhat, dare I say it, silly to say the word Wii, or Wii, as some prefer to say it, like me. Like me. But I think once you get used to it, it's quite an appropriate name, and one which I think suits the console just fine. I'd like to add that Wii is doing incredibly well. So yeah, unless you have already, move on. I'd just like to say that when I'm faced with a statement like, just move on, no, I won't. I'm not going to move on just because someone tells me to. It's a name that I don't like, and it's not something that I'll voluntarily say, okay, I like it now. I don't like it. It's not good. I don't think it makes sense from either a marketing standpoint or a utilitarian standpoint. I went over this in another podcast a long time ago, why it does not
big
work.
Baby.
Now, I know it's doing incredibly well. I never thought that the name would stop it from doing well. That's something that fanboys were saying. They're like, oh my god, this name is terrible. The console's going to fail now. No. Nothing. Google, okay? There's Google, there's IKEA, blah, 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 blah. They're weird names, and they do fine. I never thought it would
Google's
do well.
Yeah, Google's a cool name. Huh? Google's a cool name,
though. That's different.
Google's a household name now.
Yeah, and it's a cool
Googly
word.
So is Wii.
Wii is, I don't know.
But
Wii blows dick as far as a name
what
is
does?
Concerned.
Wii. Right, so
like,
what are your
I
thoughts
like Google
it?
When I hear it. I'm agreeing with you!
No, I'm saying, what are your thoughts on it? Because I want to see if we think the same thing.
Oh. I don't have as much of a need to not move on, but because I just don't know, I don't care as much. But I agree that it's a stupid name. Revolution would have been a better name, and I just don't think that they got what they thought they were going to get out of the marketing of the name Wii. I think it means a bunch of things to them, and they think that's going to translate really well, and it doesn't.
Right.
At least not here. So, sorry.
No. Yeah. Al, what are your thoughts? I know you like the name, right?
I really don't care. I have a console that plays games that I like.
Right, but this is a question about the name. What do you think about the name?
And listen, let me finish. It could be called Crap in a Box. The Nintendo Crap in a Box. And I would still buy it.
In fact, I think we should all name
it.
Them ourselves. So Al can name it Crack in a Box.
Crap. Crap. Like doo-doo.
Crap, sorry.
Right, okay.
The Nintendo Doo. If it was called the Nintendo Doo, I would buy it.
Okay, so actually, again, cool Al, I'm not talking about what you would do with the console if it was named something else. I'm talking about the name itself. Do you?
I know. I am indifferent to it.
Okay,
basically.
You're indifferent to it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Now, just to clear something up, I actually don't think Revolution would be a good name for the product, even though I like the name.
Okay.
It's there are certain things about the word Wii that, you know, that they say that rings true that makes it a good reason to not use Revolution. For example, it's long, it's hard to say in multiple languages, and it's not a global name. It's not something that someone in certain countries would like hearing. The word Revolution doesn't really appeal to some countries very much. So yeah, I never.
We should have called it Funbox.
The Funbox.
Then you could have made all sorts of sexual.
How
jokes
about no? Oh god.
Yeah.
But I mean, the whole Wii thing. It's like it's. You know, they're trying to be so Apple-y, and they're failing, okay? Because it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't. I mean, they made up a word that is made up in spelling, but that is so commonly used in the English language as something else, okay? I mean, okay, Google is a number. But you rarely use that in common speech, okay? And plus, it represents the search they could spin it as the search engine returns Google results, okay? It makes sense in that context. The whole thing about... We're this big happy family, and like, you know, we sleep in the same bed and we all play together. No, I'm sorry, no.
We don't sleep in the same bed, but keep going.
I don't. I'm just saying.
I sleep
that's
in the same bed as me.
And like, they can do fantastic things with this word, like with the me, and with the commercials and the two little eyes, like, you know, bowing whenever. But still, like, the name itself is not like. I'm sorry. That's pretentious too. The reasoning behind this name is pretentious as well. So if you're going to say Revolution is pretentious, this is just a pretentious saying, oh, you know, we have this artsy marketing reason for calling it Wii. Same thing. I'm sorry, but it's the same thing. It's ridiculous.
You know what? I think the guy's comment wasn't even about the fact that you don't like the name or that the name sucks. I think it was about, like, he knows you don't like it.
Right.
Or he knows we don't like it.
Right, but I'm explaining why and why it makes sense that it's not a good name.
No, I think he knows that. I think the last part was move on, he said, right?
Right, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
That's it. If I don't like something, I don't like something. I don't like it.
Right.
I don't like it. Period. It's not good. And I love the console. Again, it doesn't matter. But if you're asking me about the name, I don't like it. Moving on.
Let's move on.
I don't like it! Ethan, do you like it?
I don't give a fuck. You're passionate as hell about this.
Jameson
and
V.
I love that in you. I love that. I thrive
Jameson
on that.
Jameson V.
But you know what? Move
what
the
single
fuck on.
Title outside of MSLU multiplayer online games have you logged the most hours on, and because you genuinely enjoyed the game or because you were seemingly obsessed?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll read that again. What single title outside of MSLU multiplayer online games have you logged the most hours on, and was it because you genuinely enjoyed the game or simply because you were obsessed?
What are you, deaf, Ethan?
Actually, yes.
God, Jesus.
My listening connection is slowly degrading, so you guys now sound like...
Answer! Answer!
I can answer, probably.
Do it.
I would have to say that the longest game that I have logged hours into of my recent memory is Final Fantasy Tactics Advance at 120-something hours.
Oh, shit!
Whoa.
Wow.
That was when I had time to play games.
Right.
And I have never played any other role-playing game that had hours clockable any longer than 75 or 80 hours. But Tactics Advance, 120 hours.
Wow. I honestly don't know. If I had to venture a guess, I would randomly guess Guitar Hero 2 or Final Fantasy 6 way back in the day. That's the only guess I could have, but I have no idea. Like, I space most of them out. The ones that I play the bulk of, I space them out. Ethan?
You know, it's a tough question for me, too. I would have to say it's either Like Empire Earth, I played, I don't know how many fucking hours of that game with people until you build up so much defense that you're literally playing 30-hour games in one shot.
Shit.
And I've played several of those, so I assume that's a lot. And then probably like it's probably most like simulation games like SimCity. Probably played hours and hours and hours and hours of that. As the game gets faster paced, or you know, it, or more repetitive, where you're just beating missions, like I'll probably spend less time than on like the massive, you know, non-winnable like simulations. I'll probably spend a lot more time.
Okay, and then he also asks, how deep a hole do you think Sony is digging themselves with a recent series of rather bold statements, i.e., 360 not true high def, Wii is just an impulse buy, PS3 outclasses everything else.
I'll just say that time will tell. If Wii is an impulse buy and no one buys Wii after a certain couple months, then hey, they're right. But if not, you know, pies in your face. 360 not true high def, I really can't talk about that. Because I don't know what true high def is, according to Sony.
1080p.
And,
which okay, MotorStorm does not run at.
But doesn't 360, their HD DVD, what, it only goes 1080i?
No, it goes 1080p.
So then what the hell are you talking about, Sony? What is true high def?
They're mentally masturbating.
Okay. And the PS3 outclassed this thing, well, time will tell.
Yeah. Ethan?
Same.
it's ridiculous to me how they're like, oh, 360
except
not true.
I don't think, like, I'm pretty sure that now Wii is not an impulse buy. Nothing that's $250 is an impulse buy. Sorry.
Right. True.
And the whole high def thing is ridiculous. I mean, if they're touting this whole high def thing, like, oh, we run in 1080p, one of the most anticipated games, MotorStorm, does not run at 1080p, so they're shooting themselves in the foot, basically. So, but like Al, I'm not going to say that they're wrong, because time will tell. This is only year one, so we have yet to see. But as far as I know, MotorStorm, not true high def. Thank you. Move on. Batteries for your wireless controllers. Duracell or Energizer? Duracell.
Duracell.
Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. Moving on. Question from Riven. Who gave that great feedback for us. With Microsoft planning on implementing prizes for GamerScore points, what would you like to exchange your points for? Also, would it be worth it if exchanging actually depleted your GamerScore?
I would like to exchange my points for an Xbox 360 so I could get one for free.
But you don't
but
have one.
I don't. The paradox is that you would have to play an Xbox 360 and get GamerScore points.
You're a moron.
Oh man.
I would like to exchange them. I would like to exchange them for like, you know, free downloadable games like from the Xbox Live Arcade, like, you know, your GamerScore points translate into X amount of Microsoft points. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And this is me without thinking very deeply about the answer. I'm sure there's more that I could want, but like the easy answer is yeah, downloadable games, that'll be fun. And yes, it would be worth it if you depleted your GamerScore, only because I don't care about my GamerScore. And if I, like, this is the only reason why I would care heavily about it. And, like...
Yeah, you could use this like a form of currency.
Right, exactly. That's the only reason why I would care
about
it.
Actually has value.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool if you could exchange them for points that would acquire, like, points for playing new demos that aren't released yet, betas.
Ah.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be cool, too.
Either that, or if there was an instrument that kept making... keeping Tony in severe pain, and convert them for that. I'm really interested in that. Somebody develop that.
Tony Payne, rated AO for adults only. And the last letter from Slunks again. This is feedback. And the title of the feedback was A Slap on the Mailbag. Mail was spelled M-A-L-E. You're learning, son. I'm glad to hear it.
Love it. Love it. Mailbag.
Excuse the title. Just throwing out some mail at 6 a.m., which is like right after we stop playing Gears of War. Before you guys start recording, as far as feedback goes regarding the podcast, don't change. Sure, there may be a few mic mishaps here and there, and you guys may talk over each other a little too much during certain parts. However, it's what keeps me coming back for more. Well, not that in particular. I find the sense of humor on the podcast very loose in a good way. Generally, I'm literally laughing hysterically nearly half the time I'm listening. It's part of the reason why I stick around. I find that you guys have a great, normal conversation, and you can just turn it into a huge, funny moment right there on the spot. Keep it coming. Question, what's your longest gaming streak that you've had with a single game, including a bathroom break here and there?
Wait, the bathroom break is included in the amount of time?
Here and there.
Because, of course,
like,
yeah.
So that if I... Oh, here and there. Not like if I had a massive, like, four-hour diarrhea.
I don't think I could play a game while having a massive four-hour diarrhea
attack. You put it on pause, right? But it still, like, counts as the game running.
That's true.
If, like, if you literally get up from your chair, pause
yeah,
the
but
game,
I'll,
go to the
yeah,
bathroom.
I don't think he's talking about piles. Just maybe a little log here or there.
That's a shame, because I have lots
piss
of those.
Here and there.
A little waterfall.
Oh,
dropping legs. Yeah.
If sleep was not included, I could actually include a really nice number.
Sleep is included.
Or sorry, if sleep was included, like for example, right, sleep is not included. So,
what was the question?
I it's the same game, but was the longest game streak, Ethan? I'll go first. I'll say Final Fantasy XI. I would say 16 to 18 hours straight.
Holy shit.
I didn't have a job. Wow. And I did that every single day for
That's
like three
awesome.
Months.
God. That's so awesome. That was like your best month ever, wasn't it?
That was my best 3 months ever.
Oh, God, those months were great. Summer vacation.
Ethan, yeah. What is your longest streak?
Summer vacation? That was when I got laid off of Acclaim.
That is
because
awesome.
They went bankrupt.
Oh, but they're back now doing MMOs.
You turned those lemons into lemonade, didn't you?
Yeah. When life gives you shit, make shit age. Thank you, Penny Arcade. Shit. Ethan, what's your longest streak?
It's got to be, like, one at a time. It's got to be an Empire Earth game I had with... Oh, no. Well, yeah. Yeah, I think it's an Empire Earth game I had with Tony.
Oh, jeez, he lasted that long.
I think we went... Oh, no. No. It's an Empire Earth game. It's either with Tony or at Redshift.
Right.
And it was definitely over... Oh, fuck. Man, I'd like to say... It's got to be over 10.
Hours?
I think the Redshift one... Yeah, hours. I think it might have been over 15, which is impressive because that's like... I remember the Redshift one was like 4 or 5 people, and we were there, all of us.
How in the hell do you have enough resources for a 10-hour game?
Oh, easy. You build up enough, and then you get stuff from other. You don't have to keep mining shit to get resources.
Oh,
you get it from other stuff as you advance in age. Like you get to the, I forget the super, like whatever the fucking robotic ass age is. But if you build up enough defense, and this would happen in generals too, Command and Conquer generals.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many layers of defense that it's a stalemate. But you don't realize that for hours and hours and hours of trying all types of shit, and then agreeing that no one is going to win.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not one for long marathon sessions. I would have to say immediate memory, Guitar Hero 2, when I first got it, I sat down for about 6 hours straight to finish the game. I took about 15 minutes to go and not vote because this was on voting day. And I can't remember the exact hours, but I think I blazed through the last two discs of Final Fantasy IX way back in 2001, I think, overnight. So... I think,
dude, your Guitar Hero thing, your arm must have been destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. My arm, too, because I basically played for about 6.5 hours, too, when I got home. Jesus. At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Shit.
Oh, my God. That's like, that's carpal tunnel territory.
But,
yeah. Nah, not even.
But, yeah, in the Final Fantasy IX thing, I think I started it at, like, around, it was at my cousin's house in Connecticut, and, like, we were just hanging out, and we had nothing to do, so I started at, like, around 10:30, and I kept on playing until the sun came up, and then I went to sleep. So that must have been, like, about 7 or 8 hours, but... I that's the about it. I don't go on huge long marathons, so I should, but I don't.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's it. Yep, that's it.
And we throw it out.
any parting shots from your fragged bones?
Fuck you, Tony. Ha 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 ha. You're in the hospital.
That's terrible.
that's
terrible.
He'll love it.
I want to give Tony.
a shout out
to Nintendo World Store for always having Nintendo products when no one else has them.
Except for making us wait online for 5 hours when we pre-ordered our Wiis and Ethan and Tony got them before we did and they didn't even pre-order anything. Thanks, World Store.
Sweet.
You need to work on that
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to work on their massive crowd mechanics, but their small crowd mechanics are awesome. All
right, I think that's...
Small crowd mechanics.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Small crap?
I think he wanted to upper deck Nintendo World Store.
Upper deck! All
right,
for...
Oh, somebody come up with a term to upper deck and an actual Wii.
Weeper deck?
I would like
know.
To hear that. Well, it wouldn't be upper deck. Like, somebody come up with a term to take a shit in somebody's Wii CD, you know, slot.
Oh, that's nasty.
Ew. That's liquid.
Oh! All right, we got to wrap this up. For Ethan and Antipode and Tony, who is not with us today, I have been your host, Mr. Chupon, and... You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it. Happy Cloud!